Okay, let's get started. Yay! So wonderful to see all of you. Oh my gosh, my heart feels like this big right now. Yay! Gosh, I think it's been a month since our last call, so maybe that's why I'm feeling like especially tender and like appreciative. But yay, thank you all for being here. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I'm really looking forward to tonight's call. It's going to be super different than other calls than we've done, so that's exciting. The one thing that we will be doing that is the same is we're gonna do introductions. We're gonna do introduction rounds, so I'll facilitate that. I made a workbook for us as well. We'll be doing screen sharing. I'm gonna go ahead and mute you guys. There we go. I'm gonna be doing some screen sharing, and we're gonna be doing some activities together this evening that I'm excited to present to you and offer up to you. They're going to be very experiential exercises, so we get to use all of our senses tonight, which is great. So let's go ahead and launch in. So, oh, Kim just hopped away, so I'll wait for Kim to get back. There she is. Yeah, get your charger. So I'll add a little more detail to the description as Kim's kind of getting ready. So the group exercises that we're going to do tonight are going to be guided mindfulness exercises, visualization exercises, which I don't think we've ever done one on a group call before. And we're going to be tuning into our bodies and our emotions, and we're going to be learning how to use our whole system, our mind, body, brain, soul system, to hone in and get in touch with our authentic truth and our inner truth and our authentic self. So we've got some pretty deep work to do together tonight, and I appreciate all of you for being here and for being willing to always be my guinea pigs. No, being willing to explore these themes around inner truth and authentic self. And I know that it's such stretchy stuff, like not knowing necessarily who we are all the time, or not showing up as our authentic self, and like catching ourselves and being like, why did I just say that? Or why did I just say no when I meant yes? Or like, you know, right? So it's vulnerable to like own or even kind of show up in a space and say, like, I want to learn more about this authenticity stuff. But it's, as you all know, this is a really safe space to be exploring these things. And we're gonna have fun with it too. It's gonna get serious at a certain part, but we're gonna have fun with it after that. So, all right, with no further ado, let's go ahead and get started. We'll do introductions. And so let me go ahead and share my screen here. I think most of you are familiar, but I'll go ahead and share anyway. Okay, so tonight officially, how to explore, embody, and embrace authenticity. Yay! So introduction round. Let's go ahead and share our name, our location, a gratitude. How are we feeling? This is especially important tonight. How are we feeling? And what is a question or challenge related to being your authentic self that you have or may have had in the past, or just something that you're curious about? And or what would you like to get out of this call, if anything? It's totally okay if you're just here to like check things out too. And we have a small group tonight, so I always love all group sizes, but small groups allow for us to share a little bit more deeply. So let's go ahead and give ourselves 2 minutes each to share in the introduction round, and then we'll go ahead and we'll move on into the rest of the exercises. So everybody okay with this? Anyone have questions? We're all good. Thumbs up if we're good. You can hear me. Things are cruising. Awesome. All right. So I will, oh gosh, the power just went out. You've got to be kidding me. Can you still hear me? No. Okay. All right. Clear signal? Okay, good. So I'm Fawn and I'm in Puerto Vallarta right now because the power has been out in Yalapa since last weekend, or it's been intermittently off. So I just decided to come to PV for the week. It's so much work and so many calls. And so I'm like, I'm going to stay, you know, my favorite place, because they have strong Wi-Fi and like the power's not going to go off in Puerto Vallarta. And then it just like everything just went black. I was like, no. So that's where I am, and I'm feeling grateful right now that the power just came back on, and I'm grateful for all of you for being patient and able to bear with me. And let's see here. Sometimes I'm really challenged with regard to authentic self around, like, is this truly authentically me, or is this like how I've learned to be, or how I feel like I should be? And sometimes I really have to check in with myself of like, is this like, and we'll get to this tonight because I'm going to share with you ladies how to like differentiate what to do and navigate that. But that's been one of my bigger questions lately. And it's been really fun to play with that in the real world and practice it. So, also, if the power goes off again, ladies, feel free to go ahead and proceed with the workbook. Kim, I will actually invite you to facilitate the exercises because they're mindfulness exercises and you have a great walkthrough voice for those kinds of things. I know you have no idea what's in store, but I trust you could do it. Or you can all do it together. So, but hopefully that won't happen. Apologies for the, like, I've been here all day and it just happened to happen right then. Okay, let's see. Jasmine, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
You're cutting out, Fawn.
Oh, Jasmine, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. I just, you're cutting out. Like, we just missed, like, or at least I did. I missed just like 20 seconds of what you just said.
Okay, thank you for letting me know. I might hop off and hop back on, but feel free to do introductions, ladies. Jasmine, go ahead.
Sounds good. I'm Jasmine, the Turnpike and Newark Airport. How am I feeling? Oof. Mixed. Excited to be home with my daughter and three of her friends tomorrow to do crafts and a fun little co-op day. Anxious because, well, I guess anxious and settled at the same time. We made some final decisions on how to come out of like our financial situation from me being off for almost a year. And that was difficult this week. Questions or challenges about authentic self? Man, for the challenge is probably, hi, Raven.
Hi, Raven, yay. We're doing introductions right now, and I'll fill you in at the kind of end of the introduction round and share with you what to do. Go ahead, Jazz. Sorry.
That's okay. I think probably instead of question, probably just challenges. I feel like I'm constantly vacillating between I know who I am and then like, who the fuck am I? It's part of my language. I'm sorry.
Go for it.
I'm not teaching.
You know, you can speak freely here. Like, please.
Yeah, I'm like so sure. And I'm like such a confident person and I'm such a leader. And then there are times where I'm like, well, like what you said before, why did I just say that? Why am I acting like, you know, I don't know. It's so strange. The like juxtaposition that I find myself in. What do I want to get out of it? The whole purpose of this is to help me, I think, make a little bit of progress towards figuring out who I am, what I want, making sure that I'm actively working to make the most of my days and that I'm like in line with everything, that everything is in line. I feel like I'm all over the place. Good ways, but bad ways, because being all over the place isn't productive.
Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. And who can relate with what Jasmine just shared around like, yeah, I know who I am, and it's like, who the fuck am I? Like that, like, what? Who was that? Right? Awesome. Thanks, Jazz. Kim, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Kim. I'm coming from Youngstown, Ohio. I am very grateful for one of my coworkers because our grades are due and she has been grading. I hate to grade. I like to plan and teach. She hates to plan, so she likes to teach and grade. So we tag team. So I'm very
That's
grateful
awesome.
For her today. What's a challenge? Challenge in authenticity comes when I have to be vulnerable because sometimes I feel like vulnerability is a weakness. And so anytime that I'm in a weak place, I try to toughen up and put on that persona. And whereas I think I need to be authentic with that, you know. So that's it for me. So what do I want to get out of it is to come up with more tools so that I'm more conscious of it. So when it's occurring, I can make sure that I'm reflective and like, okay, I need to whatever technique I need to use to actually make sure that I'm staying conscious and reflective.
Yay. Thanks for sharing that. Yes, now I'm extra excited because that's exactly what we're gonna do tonight. Yeah. Layla, hi.
Hi.
I'm so curious about where you are. Where are you? Thailand?
I'm still in Phuket. I'll show you my view, guys.
Yes.
Ooh, it's bright. I don't know if you can see, but the nature is so
Oh.
pretty here. It's just so many trees and it's very green. There's a pond right behind me. I don't know if you can see it. But
Beautiful.
yeah, I'm in Phuket. I'll be here for a little bit longer, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be going home within the next few weeks. I've been away from home for about 18 months now, which is really crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
What?
I can't believe it. So I guess I'm grateful for the little time I have left here. So I've been treating my time here as very, very valuable, just making the most of it, saying yes to like hanging out with my friends. I met some really nice people last night. I train Muay Thai here, so I've been going to as many classes as I can while I'm here. So I'm just really grateful for my time here, and I'm also really excited to see my family and meet my nephew that was born. Just excited, and I think that I'm feeling ready. And I guess so that's my gratitude. Feeling is pretty excited. I'm also excited about this call. I like all the calls, I always say that, but this one I'm particularly excited about. And I guess a challenge that I have with the topic is it's particularly challenging when I'm around different people because there's different personalities, and I like tend to be a bit of a people pleaser, and I don't want to be like pretending that I'm something that I'm not around other people, or like agreeing with people. Yeah, like agreeing with people that talk about things that I might disagree with, or just agree just to be a pleaser. So I work on that a lot when I'm communicating, but this is a habit that I've had for a very, very long time. So trying to the process of like I think just like wiping that out, unlearning it, and developing new habits of just being more honest with myself when I talk to people has been a bit challenging.
Thanks for sharing
Yeah,
that.
and that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you like to get out of this call? Anything in particular?
No, just to learn. Yeah, just to learn.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Yay. And Raven, are you still there? I can't see you, so I'm not sure if maybe you walked away.
Yes,
Yeah,
I'm still here.
cool. So we're doing introduction round, which is the first thing we always do on these calls. And because this is your first call, which I'm so stoked about, I am gonna just keep this screen up so you can see it. So
Have it on my laptop too, so.
Oh, sweet. All right, look at you. So name, location, something you're grateful for. How are you feeling right now? And then a question or challenge related to authentic self. And what would you like to get out of this call if there's anything in particular?
Okay. So my name's Raven. I'm in St. George, Utah. currently in the exercise room of my grandparents' assisted living because it's the quietest place and where I think I won't be interrupted, hopefully, unless my 3-year-old runs up here and wants to hang out.
Oh.
I am grateful for this call, to be on this call. I know this probably sounds cheesy, but I haven't had the time or made the time, I should say, to be a part of one of these calls before. So I'm grateful for our meeting, our call yesterday, and then it giving me like the courage and motivation to be on the call today.
Yeah.
I'm feeling super overwhelmed right now just with life in general. So that's how I am. I'm a little bit anxious right now. Okay, a lot of bit anxious. As far as challenges related to being my authentic self, I think the time that I feel that I'm not my authentic self is when I get around certain people that for whatever reason make me feel like insecure or question myself, and then I just am not, I don't know how to describe it, I'm just not myself. And then I typically like leave the situation and reflect on it going, why the hell did I act like that? Like, why did they make me feel that way? Or why did I allow them to make me feel that way? Whatever. So just how to combat that, I guess.
Yeah.
And yeah, just to learn as far as what to get out of this call.
Yay. Well, welcome to the call. We're so grateful to have you. Like, so grateful. Raven and I have been working together for several months now, and it just means a lot to me that you're here, Raven. Thank you so much. Thanks. And just a couple of quick things for you, because this is your first call. We do this thing where if somebody is sharing something that we relate to, we do like wiggly finger hands. And if it's something that we're like, oh my God, that is me, we're like double wiggly finger hands. And that's a way for us to show each other like, oh my God, me too, without like interrupting and being like, oh my God, you too, like interrupting the flow. So in case you see us doing this, that's why we're doing it.
Spirit fingers. So spirit fingers, and we agree.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Okay. So tonight's format is different from anything we've done before in pretty significant ways. So I'm going to talk about just a few concepts around being authentic and authentic self. And then I'm going to facilitate, and we're going to do some guided meditations, some like mindfulness guided meditations I'm going to have you ladies drop into your experience, your mind, body, visceral, emotional experience. And we're going to learn tonight how to use our whole systems to help us tune into our authentic no and our authentic yes. So this is this is so important, because we can get so cerebral about stuff and we don't remember to listen to our body. I will be completely honest. I'm not, or I wasn't in the past, like connected to my like physical sensations, like really at all. I felt like, I think I've mentioned this before, I felt like kind of like a floating head that had limbs attached to it. So, so I've been learning over the years how to like feel, like use my body to feel into like, how am I feeling right now? So we're going to be doing that this evening. And we're going to be using some conceptual tools, some physiological tools, and some emotional tools. And then we're going to connect this with what to do once we know how to feel into or tap into our authentic self. Then what do we do in those situations where we might feel like someone's questioning us and or disagreeing with us, or maybe like everybody in the room is like, oh my God, hamburgers are so great, and I'm a vegetarian. I'm like, yeah, they're so, and I'm like, wait, no, I don't eat hamburgers. What am I doing? And like catching myself from agreeing with things I don't agree with. So we'll learn how to actually like do that when we feel the fear of maybe being judged or ostracized or like different, or it might cause an argument, or, you know, it might be a difficult conversation, but it's something that's true for us. So we'll get to that too. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. These exercises are very vulnerable insofar as we're dropping into ourselves. So I want to also put a safety shield around us and this call. And if anybody in these exercises is feeling uncomfortable or feeling like overwhelmed or stressed out, just go ahead and open your eyes or raise your hand, and you don't have to drop into the meditation like any more deeply. You can open your eyes, you can step away and take a breath if you need to, or a glass of water. I'm gonna do my best not to drop us like so deep that we're like, ah! But you know, it's totally normal and totally understandable, especially if this stuff is new, if there are some triggers that come up, good and bad. So this is a safe space. And do what you need to do to, if something comes up for you, that's totally normal and fine. So, and this is a safe space. Everything's confidential, and nobody is judging anybody else in this group, which is why, one of the reasons why it's so amazing, because we can like say and be and do our authentic selves and like what's coming up for us, and we don't have to pretend like, you know, anything. All right. Is everybody okay with doing these exercises, like the ideas, at least so far? Okay, just getting a show of consent there. Okay, awesome. All right, so let's talk a little. I'm going to talk very, very briefly about authenticity. What is it? Just to give us some context around this. I know that we're all adults here, so we probably all have ideas and, you know, our own senses of what authenticity is, but I'm just going to clarify as usual. I like to create like a framework of what we're talking about here. So authenticity is being real, genuine, or true. And there are other related qualities that either show up or are synonymous with authenticity and authentic self. So being intentional, being in integrity, honest with ourselves, being aware, self-accountable, vulnerable, having a growth mindset, being responsible, consistent. We admit and apologize when it's genuinely called for. We express our genuine feelings, which we were all just talking about. We feel comfortable in our own skin. And we feel accountable, or we are accountable. So inauthentic, in contrast, is fake, false, phony, counterfeit. And I'm sensing that we all know, and like we can tell when somebody's fake. Like there are those people out there that you're just like, oh man, like what are you trying to do there? So inauthentic, fake, false, phony, counterfeit, insincere, manipulative, censored. So when people don't speak their full truth, or they speak their minds, or when we don't speak our full truth and we kind of hold ourselves back. Arrogant, fixed mindset, inconsistent, people pleasers, don't apologize or insist on being right, fakes feelings, victim, and I'm sure there's more here as well. So this is a good way to check in with ourselves if we're kind of in that space of how do I feel about this? Like, you know, do I want to date this guy, or like, do I really like him, or is it just because he's hot, or like things like that. So I want to make a distinction that authentic self and true self are a core part of our being. These are like our molecules, right? The core parts of us that are the unconditioned or the unprogrammed aspect of us, right? So as we go through this process, stripping away all of these layers of like caring what people think and what society tells us about going to college and then getting the white picket fence and all that stuff. So stripping away the layers, and it's okay if we have those things, but if it's true for us, right? So authenticity and core truth are those elemental aspects of us. And though we all have different personas that we wear. So I want to make a distinction between inauthenticity and authentically kind of having a persona. So we show up in different situations in different ways sometimes, which is totally normal. Like I show up around children in a different way than I do with my high level mastermind, or with my Burning Man friends, or with etc. So I'm still the core person that I am, but there's different ways that I express my inner truth and authenticity depending on the environment that I'm in, but I'm not a different person, right? Hopefully. So our personas become inauthentic when we drift and deviate from our core truth and our core values for the sake of people or situations or self-motivations. So that's how we can tell the difference. Is I can be around my Burning Man friends and be myself, and being around kids and be myself, and check in with myself in both of those settings and say, am I still living by my core values? Yes. Okay, cool. And like, is this true for me? Is this my honesty? Yes. And yes. Okay, cool. But if I were to be a totally different kind of person with a different set of values, with different behaviors and demeanors, insofar as like the qualities, then that's when I would be like, oh man, like, okay, I think I'm being authentic over here. What's going on with that? All right. Any questions about though what I just mentioned or thoughts? Did anything come up for you guys around that? Okay. All right. So this was really helpful for me, actually, this distinction, because I would think that sometimes I would think that I was like, something was weird with me for like kind of showing up differently. Like, do I have multiple personalities? Like, what's going on? And then learning more about like identity and all this stuff, learning that like, oh, we have personas. In fact, personas are really important because they help us to be our like strongest and best self in settings that are call for it. But that was like a big permission slip for me because I was like, oh, okay, as long as I'm being aligned with my core values, I'm cool. Jazz, yeah.
It's like mentally confusing.
Okay.
Well, I'm totally understand, but I'm like trying to now think about what you're saying, and like I felt that way because I'm like, I'm not the same person I am at work as I am with my friends or as I am with Joel's parents or as I am, but I'm not. So it seems like hypocritical or like, I don't know, how could you be the same person but different in different situations? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But like, I get it with my kids. It's like black and white. But then I guess I think that's why I didn't know how to ask or what to ask. I think maybe the real question is like, what are my core values or truths? Or I'm not really sure. I don't really know why I'm confused, but it feels like confusing. I agree with you, but I can't tell if I am my true self always and I'm just a different persona or if I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Totally. Who can relate with that?
I don't know.
It's confusing stuff in here, right? Like, who am I? Like, who was that person? Yeah. Thank you for offering that up, Jazz. And we'll circle back around to that for sure. I'm going to make note of that. As we kind of on the other side of what we're about to go into and drop into, and hopefully this will be helpful for you to be able to navigate that and kind of distinguish those things. Thank you for offering that up. And yeah, it's very confusing and it's very normal that it's confusing. It's like, I get it, but I kind of don't, but it's like, I don't connect with it yet. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, ladies. So we are going to do a guided visualization. So we're going to do two guided visualizations. And the first one is I'm calling tuning into your yes key. So I'm going to guide you all, and this exercise is probably going to be about 3 to 5 minutes or so. So I invite you to get comfortable if you're sitting somewhere that's not super cozy, or just get comfortable, and we're going to do like some relaxation. So if you're standing up, you might want to sit down, or if you're in a loud space, you might want to get some quiet. Okay. All right. Ooh, the rain just started. It knows. It's like super tranquil. Okay. So before we begin, who has done guided meditation or guided visualization before? Just to see who has some experience kind of ish. Okay. All right. Who practices guided visualization on a frequent basis? Okay. Awesome. So guided visualization or guided meditation is immensely useful for accessing our entire systems. and I can talk about that more later, but there's all kinds of guided meditations and visualizations, like on YouTube, for example, and there's a variety of different apps and websites. And it's really great because we're not just sitting there and like watching our thoughts, which is so important, but we have like a directive. We're working in almost like a directed affirmative way. So I'm going to go through this slowly, but not as slowly as I would if I were like narrating it for a client or for myself. So it's going to be, I just want to give you guys a sense of the pace here. I'm going to speak slowly, but I'm also going to make sure that we have enough time to do both of these. I'm notorious for going over time. All right. Any questions before we get started? Okay. So ladies, go ahead and close your eyes. And go ahead and tune into your natural breath. Just observing the pace of your breath. Maybe noticing any tension that you might have. Just giving yourself a moment to relax. Now, I invite you to think about an example of something that you really love or feel really positive about, or that you're a wholehearted yes to. This can be anything, it can be a person or a place or a thing or a memory, or an experience, or an idea, or a dream, or a core value, anything at all. Take a few moments to allow that to come into your consciousness and into your mind's eye. And just notice it. So we're gonna call this whatever it is that came through for you, we're going to call this your yes key. With your eyes closed, hold your yes key vividly in your consciousness, so in your mind's eye where you can see it, and really tune into its essence. Like, check it out. Like, what does it look like? What does it sound like? However many senses apply to this yes key, really tune into it. And as you tune into it, begin to connect with any positive feelings that are happening inside of you. Just noticing how it feels to focus on this thing that you're so yes about. It might be excitement or gratitude or admiration or safety. Really tuning in to how positive this yes key makes you feel. Maybe think about a memory of your favorite moment or experience with your yes key, where you were like, yes, extra yes. And now with your yes key vibrant in your mind's eye, begin to shift your awareness into your body with the yes key still in your consciousness, but now tuning into your body. Noticing, just noticing. Notice if you feel any sensations or energy, physical connection that's happening with your yes key. Maybe you're feeling some little beehive or a stirring or a tension or a release. Noticing, how do you feel around that yes key? And as you're tuning into those physical sensations, just notice where they're arising, where in your body. Is there anything that your body wants to do? So now let's turn your attention back to your breath, natural breath. And back to your yes key in your consciousness. Noticing, appreciating. And take a couple more breaths, and we're going to zoom our consciousness out of our mind's eye as we thank our yes key for being so much of a yes for us. And coming back into the present moment with your eyes still closed. Breathing naturally. Arriving back here in this version of the universe. Maybe feeling the chair underneath you, or the air around you, coming back to the present. You take a couple more natural breaths. We'll set aside 15 seconds to come back into the now, and you're welcome to open your eyes whenever you're comfortable. Taking maybe 10 more seconds. 5 more seconds. And welcome back. Take a deep breath or two. Stretch or wiggle if you need to. Coming back into the now and the here. All right. So now we're going to do some sharing about that exercise. And you don't have to share, but you're welcome to share to the extent that you feel safe and comfortable. And I will have each of you ask each other each of these three questions. So we'll do a round robin, keeping the experience that we just did together, keeping that in mind. So Jasmine, I'll invite you to ask Kim, and we'll do these, we'll do one at a time. So ask question number one and Kim can respond, and question number two and Kim can respond, etc. And let's be honest in our shares about this to the length that we can be, but also keeping in mind that we have a time budget together. So, all right. Go ahead, Jazz. Thank you.
All right, Kim, if you are comfortable in sharing, what was your yes key?
My yes key were my kids, or my kids. My own personal kids. Do I need to explain why?
No, that's fine. That's just so we know what you were focused on. Yeah.
So when you were doing the exercise, what feelings or emotions or sensations came up?
Actually feelings of happiness, joy, a little anxiety, gratitude, appreciation. I think all of those kind of came.
Yeah. I guess how was it, right? Did you enjoy it? I don't know. What else did you
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, it was kind of, I think during the exercise, I really felt an appreciation for the new phase our relationship is going into. They're growing up, and I'm proud of them, a little anxious for them and the experiences that they're going to come across, but overall just grateful that they are the kids that they are, so, or the young adults they're becoming. So yeah.
Sweet. And I will invite you, Kim, to share any physical sensations that you maybe noticed or felt in your body.
I think when you said to go into our bodies, I did notice my heart rate was a little up. And I think that's just from part of it just kind of seeing... Or just being a little anxious about their future and things like that. But also a lightness rather than a heaviness, because like they're growing up to becoming, you know, not who I raised them to be, but just in a positive direction they're both going.
Any other detail about your physical experience, like the sensations there? It's totally okay if not.
Relaxed, definitely relaxed. I would say relaxed and just like a lighter feeling. Like I could feel lightness. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. All right. Layla, are you still here, darling? I can't see you. Maybe you like to step out for a second. Okay. Kim, would you be willing to ask Raven?
Yes. Hi, Raven.
Hi.
If you feel comfortable to share, what was your yes key?
My yes key was my daughter, Ensley. She's 3, she'll be 4 in January.
Oh, so beautiful.
She's my mini me and my everything, so
I can relate. what feelings or emotions or sensations just during the exercise?
Feelings, that little girl's full of feelings. She makes me feel all the feels. Yeah, she's just awesome. She's the best hugger. I don't know. She's just awesome. So I just felt everything.
Any specific emotions did you feel? Any specific one you can name?
I don't know. I guess they just say you don't really know what, like, it is to truly like 100% love something or someone until you have a child. And that's so true for me anyway. Like she just overwhelms me with, she's just incredible. So just an overwhelming sensation of just pure joy and everything. Yeah. She's just awesome.
That's beautiful. So how was the exercise for you?
A little rough to start. I couldn't hear anything for the first like 3 minutes that Fawn was explaining stuff. It was all cutting out. All I heard was choppy stuff. But I did my best to, I did my best to get into it. So it ended well. It ended well. Yeah. I also have like a really loud piano playing in the background, so I'm not in the most quiet space, but, and I don't do these all that often, so I'm not super awesome at tuning in, but I did my best.
Okay.
How about physical sensations, like in your body? Do you notice anything?
Yeah, like right below my diaphragm, just like this feeling of just like, I don't know, like excitement, like just, I don't know, just giddy. I just feel like this like tightness just right there. But it's like a good tightness, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Like I just want to hug her and squeeze her.
Oh, that's so sweet. Anything else in your body that you've noticed? Any other sensations? Or
no, butterflies a little bit in my belly.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. And my apologies that it was cutting out. Was it cutting out for the rest of you? No? Okay. Okay.
It's done that a few times since we started. But
you're, for now. Are you on your phone or your computer?
I just switched to my computer.
I see. The Wi-Fi.
Maybe that.
The Wi-Fi at the retirement home might be a little slow. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm on my own hotspot right now, so hopefully.
I tease. We can hear you okay, so hopefully it'll tune in. Raven, would you be willing to ask Layla? Layla, were you with us for the exercise? I noticed that you had turned your, you were. Okay, Raven, would you be willing to ask Layla the question?
Sure. So Layla, only if you feel comfortable, can you please share what your yes key was?
It was training Muay Thai with my husband. I absolutely love it. It's like my happiest state doing that.
Awesome. So what feelings, emotions, sensations did you notice during the exercise?
Just like really happy and almost like I was feeling very like humorous because the environment's very, like a lot of people think the environment is very competitive and tough and it's a bunch of people beating each other up, but it's really not that at all. Like the trainers, like they've been doing this since they were like kids. They really like make an effort to make it a fun environment while you're learning like a really, really cool skill. So like I had this picture of like me with my trainer on the focus mitts and my husband on the focus mitts with another trainer, and like we were like racing each other kind of. So so it was just, for me it was just really entertaining and funny and happy and very, very playful. Like I felt like a big kid when I was thinking about it.
Awesome. I love that for you. How was the exercise for you?
It was good. I liked it. I don't always like take a moment to like tune in on things that make me very happy or where I feel like some of my most like authentic moments. I don't really like tune in and like sit and think about it. So it was, I really like the activity.
Any other observations?
No, that was it. Maybe just more, I should be doing this more often.
Any sensations? How did you feel in your body? Did anything, notice anything?
I mean, my body was just very like relaxed. Very relaxed, very loose. And I think because it wasn't feeling tense, some of my like soreness and like back pain wasn't as noticeable, which was really nice. Just nice, relaxed, less pain.
Any specific sensations anywhere that you noticed?
No, just kind of throughout my whole body.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
And would you be willing to ask Jasmine how her experience was?
Yes, of course. Okay, Jasmine. Only if you feel comfortable, Jasmine, please share what is your yes key. Oh, you got to fix the mute button.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. I said I'm going to go so Jersey on you guys right now. I'm like in this crazy state of like fired up when I was just yawning like 30 seconds ago uncontrollably. And I was totally on track for my yes key to be Jack in like the first 5 seconds. But then I threw it out the window because I think I was thinking about what I should be thinking about. And I love my kids. But it was soccer.
Nice.
I was like straight up playing soccer. Just like, hell yeah.
Awesome.
I have a daughter too. It wasn't, she didn't even rank. I thought about it for like a half a second. There's an emoji for that.
That's awesome. What is it, if I can ask a follow-up to that, what is it about soccer that makes you feel so good?
I think it's just ingrained in me. It's just like been my definition for so long. So it was so easy to go to. As she started talking, there's just like, I mean, I could think about every facet of it like it's the back of my hand. So it was just easy. It was just really easy. And kids are like amazing, but also like mixy.
Like Raven said, all the feels.
when Raven was talking, I almost started crying. But then, like, I also thought about how I really wanted to spank Cora tonight. And I was like, I can't go with this right now. So, soccer's, like, clear mind. Like, only a positive, like, just, yeah, it was, I could, like, smell the grass. I could feel my cleats being wet. I could envision, like, juking someone. I could hear the people, like, cheering when I scored. I could, like, feel the, like, fierceness of wanting to just destroy somebody. Like, I just could, the whole thing. Yeah.
So that's really cool.
For soccer.
I can see why you're awake now after you were, before that you were yawning. You're like, let's go, team.
I know.
That's a really cool, honest answer, Jasmine. I feel like you answered a lot of the second question, what feelings, emotions, and sensations did you notice during the exercise? But is there anything that you missed or would like to add to that?
The only thing was that I got like heavy, but I thought it was because I'm tired and I'm like, I'm going to pass out and start drooling and they're going to need to wake me up. But then I don't know how to describe it. It reminds me of like the game where the light goes up and down really fast. I don't know. There's like an arcade game, and I felt like kind of like excited, like whooshes, but only like twice, and I couldn't tell if they were real or not. So that was strange.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't know. And then it was like when you were guiding to come out, then I like felt. I don't know. It sounds so cheesy. Like awake, like lighter, like awake. I don't know. I've never done this before, so it felt like off of. Yeah, me. Yeah, me neither, Raven. So I was like guided visualization. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Y'all are getting woke tonight.
You did it. I don't know. I think you did it. I had like tingles. I was like, I was awake. I don't know. Yeah. One down. I think probably should be a lot more to go is where I'm at.
Nice.
I said one down and probably a lot more to go is where I should be at.
Awesome. Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for that share, Jen. Oh my gosh. That was really fun. It's really fun to hear you express that. All right. Thank you all so much for going through that exercise and sharing how that was for you. Are there any questions about that right now before we go into the next section of this? Oh boy. All right. Jazz. Yeah.
How often do people do that?
These kinds of visualizations?
Yeah. Like what, do you do that daily?
I sometimes do. I used to do, man. So I'll talk about this at the end too. Let me just make a note of this. This is one of one of the most effective ways to reprogram your subconscious mind, which is why, like, when we talk about affirmations and visualize your best life, right? It sounds like foo-foo. But when we do these guided visualizations, we are reprogramming our neurochemistry and our pathways in our brains, because our subconscious mind it doesn't know the difference between perceived and actual. So when we're visualizing, and there's studies, thousands of studies now that show this, that when they hook us up and they watch the patterning of our brain, and they have somebody imagine something and they have somebody look at actually something, it's the same areas that light up with the same intensity. So that's why, for example, when we watch a movie or when we're remembering the fight we had with our boyfriend, or we're, you know, it's all in our heads, but it's triggering our systems to go off as though it's really happening, right? So if we are wanting to change something about ourselves or alter a part of our behavior, these exercises are super helpful in reprogramming our default mode of thinking and override and start to create new grooves and strengthen those grooves then our neurochemistry will start to default to that. It's just like muscles, ladies. It's just like, if I work my left arm this way, I'm hopefully going to get a muscle right here. But if I work it like that way, I'm going to get a different muscle. So very, very similar. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thanks. Kind of?
Okay. So the answer is like, as often as you think it's useful. I mean, this is helpful for anxiety. It's helpful for being in a positive mood state. It's helpful for changing your shit. Like it's really great stuff. Layla, you had a question too.
Yeah. Is there any YouTube videos that you recommend that are guided meditations like this one?
Yes, 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 yes. And thank you for asking. I'll share those actually probably in an email after the call. First one that comes to mind is actually Vishen Lakhiani, the author of The Code of the Extraordinary Mind. He does the 20-minute six-phase meditation. And that's the one I did that meditation every morning for an entire summer, like 4 years ago. And I today look at my life and I look back at the visualizations that I was doing back then, and it's the same thing. And there, like back then I was like, yeah, right. Like this is going to take me 20 years. So it works. And that one's so great because it's six different phases that he like brings you through and like tunes you into. And it's just really nicely paced and like really visceral. And then Kristen Neff, her website, selfcompassion.org, she has some great guided meditations on there as well for a variety of different things. Yeah, there's a bunch of them, so I will certainly post that. Thank you for asking. So like I'm thinking of so many now. Cool. All right. So that was lots of fun and positive. And now we're going to balance this out a bit. And we're going to do a guided visualization that's going to take us into a very different place. And I want to reiterate that do this in a way that feels safe for you. And if it starts to feel overwhelming or too much, then you can go ahead and like take a breath and come back to here and, you know, stand up or let me know, you know, if it's like really, really intense, let me know. But choose whatever it is that you choose in this one, please do so in a safe way. And sometimes we think we're choosing something that's safe, but then it turns out that it's like it triggers some stuff, which is totally normal too. So again, no judgment. Okay, so we're going to do this again. So go ahead and get comfortable. Can everybody hear me? Okay. And I'm going to go through this one in a little bit of an abbreviated fashion from the first one, because first and foremost, I want to make sure we have time. I'm just checking out the chat. Somebody's okay. Okay, Raven has to hop off it. Okay, so Raven, if you want to observe this round instead of participating, because you have to hop off at the 50, yeah? Is that right? That's not you. Oh, that's
Laura. That was me.
Sorry.
Yeah. My sorry about that. Yeah.
By this other box. Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. So, Layla, in that case, I don't want to like bring you into it and then have you in this space, specifically this space. So go ahead and observe, and then you can do this on your own time, or you can listen back to the recording and do it, or we can do it by ourselves. Okay. So I'm going to go through this one in a more abbreviated fashion because it's for time's sake, but also it's not as fun of a place to be in. So we're just going to go in deep enough to like get a sense of what the physiological experience is like, and then we're going to come out of it. But it's really important that we do this. It's so important that we do this one and go in. Okay. Go ahead and get comfortable. Close your eyes. Just take a few natural breaths. Noticing anything that's alive or happening in your awareness. Keeping the focus on your breath. So now I'd like you to think about an example of something that you strongly dislike, disagree with, or have a strong boundary with. This can be anything. It can be a person, a place, a thing, a memory, experience, an idea, anything at all. Something that you strongly dislike or disagree with or have a strong boundary with. And let that thing come into your consciousness safely, into your mind's eye, knowing that you can come out at any time. But see if you can stay with it, whatever it is, and be with it. We're going to call this your no key. Keeping your eyes closed, hold your no key vividly in your consciousness. Really tuning into it, like the no-ness of it, tuning into its essence. And allowing your senses to experience what they experience around this no key. beginning to connect with the feelings that are happening, the emotions. Maybe it's anger or tension or resistance, sadness. See how many emotions you can identify that are happening. And then as you're still breathing naturally, you can begin to shift into your body, noticing how you're feeling in your body as you hold this no key in your consciousness. Really scanning. Noticing any sensations that are happening. Any physiological reactions that might be happening. Just noticing those patterns. Noticing the emotions. Now we're going to bring your attention from your body back to your mind's eye, to the no key. Noticing it, being aware of it. And we're slowly going to start shifting our attention from the no key back to the present moment. And we're going to thank it for teaching us. Thank it for being our teacher. And we can release it. Sometimes it's helpful to think of it as in a balloon, and we can let the balloon go. Or we can put the feather on the river and let it flow away, just releasing that no key. Continuing to breathe. You may want to take a little bit deeper of breaths as you come out. Come back to the present moment. Feeling the sensations of the room that you're in and the chair that's underneath you, the ground. Noticing your breath, noticing that you're here now in this moment. And we'll take about 15 seconds to come out of that experience and breathe deeply. Help release any tension or lingering sensation. When you feel ready, you're welcome to open your eyes. 10 more seconds. 5 more seconds. Taking another breath. And then opening your eyes. And I invite us all, with our eyes open, to move in whatever way our bodies feel like we need to shake whatever that was off. So stretching, breathing, maybe kicking a soccer ball. Shaking out your limbs, stretching your torso, arms back, just kind of wiggling out of it. Okay, welcome back, ladies. So we're going to do the group share again. And in the same fashion. I'll switch the order of shares up though. So is everybody okay with doing another group share? Okay. Okay. All right. So Kim, would you be willing to check in with Jasmine?
Okay, Jasmine, if you feel comfortable, what is your note?
Yeah, this was hard because I vacillated the whole time. It mainly centered around when I decided to transfer from the first college that I went to. I was an integral part of the team, and although like my best friends and teammates knew, my coaches didn't, and it's really hard to pick a time to tell them. And I thought I was doing the right thing and just didn't feel like that once I did it. So there was repercussions on both ends that I still feel like are long lasting, but then it also just tied to like the physical like place I was like in the room with them and how they were making me feel. And that tied into like how sometimes Joel's dad makes me feel. And that tied into sometimes like the way that I feel about my dad. It was like all over the place. So I don't know. I don't even know what to call it. Making, being in a place where people make you feel unworthy, probably. That would probably be it. Really don't like that, especially when it's like unjustified. Well, I guess it's always unjustified, but like when I'm like in my like soul, I'm like, you're so wrong right now, but I don't know how to, you know. Instead, I was just bawling, of course, but I don't like that feeling.
Okay. Any other feelings or emotions, sensations that you felt during the exercise?
I definitely like have a wall, I think, because it didn't feel anything like the first one. I like didn't like started to get a little heavy, but then I almost like felt my body like pushing back, like no. Yeah, so I just, it felt like more like surfacey, and like if I tried to like delve, I wouldn't go. Okay. Yeah, that was strange. I don't know. Yeah, I just like wasn't going there. I like could think about it, but like I started to think about it and I started to get upset, and then I just like couldn't keep going. But I still thought about it, but I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, it was strange. 'Cause it's like, I feel like I've processed it and I've talked to like a lot of people, including a therapist about it, and friggin' everyone who will listen when I want to talk about it. But I guess it's not quite there yet. Probably 'cause there's like 5 different aspects to it that I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The layers.
Yeah. So it was good, I guess. I don't know. You have to do it both ways. So.
I think you answered how the exercise was for you. You said it was weird, mm-hmm. and that you were resistant to it. So I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Physical sensations, Jasmine, and like in your body, any tension or like intensity or numbness or.
Just like that the first time my head felt like it wanted to go back, and this time it felt like I was like pushing against that. Like I wouldn't let myself, I don't know, fall into it or whatever, if that's a thing. It was like rigid, like I was like rigid.
Interesting. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to ask Raven?
Yeah. Only if you feel comfortable, Raven. You want to share what your no key was?
So mine first kind of started out like as my dad, but then as I tried to like feel more about that, like it was something clicked and it switched to my brother's overdose.
Yeah. I can imagine that's a big one. What feelings? Oh, this is a hard question to ask. What feelings or emotions or sensations did you notice?
All the feels.
Yeah.
Except for all the bad ones. I just came back from a trip to Washington.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
And I went there for my niece and nephew's birthday. They were his kids, or they are his kids. And I fucking hate their mother.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make anything any easier. So that just makes me more pissed off at him. But then just hurt. Because I didn't know when I wasn't there for him. And his kids, just his, my niece, my nephew will turn 5 at the end of this month, and my niece just turned 3 at the beginning of the month. And my nephew drives me absolutely insane. Like, I almost can't stand him.
Yeah.
Like, he really, like, grinds on my nerves. So my niece, like, she was just barely a year old when he passed. So she doesn't even, like, remember him or anything.
Right.
And that little girl, for some reason, like, just, I don't know. It's like she knows without knowing. I don't know.
Yeah. You have like the perception that you've picked up on.
Like she just she'll hug me and she just like doesn't let go. Like she would hug me for hours if I would let her. Like she's just I don't know. And I just fucking hate opioids, and I hate opioid addiction, and I hate that there's just a lot of it. My hell no is, it's pretty, pretty, pretty big for that one.
Yeah. This is a really powerful share. I appreciate you sharing that. I can't imagine how hard that was for you to be there. I also think that now after doing one of these, that it sounds like the exercise for you was somewhat of a release, because you probably have that bottled a whole lot of the time.
Yeah.
So maybe if the minute here gave you just a minute to emote in a safe space. I appreciate that you shared, and hopefully you move through that in whatever way you need to.
Yeah, we're coming up on 2 years. It'll be 2 years in December, too, so that's not making it. Yeah, you know, the holidays are hard, and
yeah.
I just really fucking hate their mother. I just really fucking hate her. Yeah,
that really sucks.
It does. It does. It really does, because I want to be there for the kids, and then like I did my best to stay in that channel, like with them, knowing that I was there for them, not for her. But
yeah,
oh, God.
But it's still.
We said goodbye. Like, yeah, we hugged each other goodbye, and I'm like, I fucking hate you, and she's like, I fucking hate you too.
Oh man.
Like, but we're in it for the kids. Like, she's just one of those that, like, at face value, like, honestly, if we're not doing anything that's meaningful, like, or getting into conversation, like, I get along just fine with her. But, like, who she is as a person, like, deep down, is just fucking shitty.
I'm so sorry.
She is just a manipulative, like, just, like, she's just shitty. She's just shitty. ungrateful for everything, like literally. Yeah.
It's got to be so heartbreaking on top of all of it. Thank you so much for sharing that, Raven. Like, thank you so much. That was really powerful. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
And circumstances. It's brutal.
Everything happens for a reason. Just not quite sure what that reason was yet.
So, thank you for sharing. Thank you so much. And thank you, Jasmine, for facilitating that. I hear that it's really intense to share space with each other when we see each other hurting, and to invite each other to go into it. Usually our natural instinct is to want to like fix it, or like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, it's okay. You know, it's over, and like fix it, band-aid it. But that's not healthy all the time, or I want to say ever, but I don't want to generalize. But when we can be with each other and sit with each other's pain and sit with each other's no keys and our hell no's and the memories that we might have that are so painful, when we can hold space for each other instead of trying to fix it or make it better and just be here, it's so powerful. And I appreciate all of you so much for being willing to not only share, but hold this space and feel what arises in you as you listen. And yeah, I appreciate you so much. And for the sake of time, if anyone has to hop off, go ahead and do so. But if we could do Kim's share, and then I want to bring us back up out of the muck. But if you have to hop off, I would just recommend that you do some self-care and tune back into your no key. Maybe do some journaling, drink some tea, stretch. Raven, do you feel okay to ask Kim? Because I can facilitate Kim's
inquiry. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay, thank you so much. Go ahead.
Okay. Kim, only if you feel comfortable, can you please share what your no key is?
Yes. And also, I didn't have my mic on, so I just want to say thank you so much for sharing, Raven. That was really, you know, brave of you, first of all, on your first call. And so thank you. And I'm sorry for your loss. My no key would be some former friends of mine who have lied, like dishonesty, I think for me is one, especially when there's no cause to, like, because I just feel like I'm a pretty open person and I can, you know, deal with whatever your truth is. And so when they're dishonest, I just, yeah, does not sit well with me.
I can definitely relate to that. Yeah. What kind of feelings or emotions, sensations did you get during that?
Well, initially when we started, kind of what Jasmine said, like I literally, like mentally felt like a wall go up between my heart and my mind. It was like a definite resistant thing. Like, I don't want to let it get to me. I was trying to keep it in my head and not let it go past that. So, and it was almost like automatic. But then in going deeper into the visualization, then it did go there. My mind started just being very spacey. I didn't feel like I could focus. I could feel my jaws clenching and just wanting to fold my arms. And, you know, like I could feel... like I wrapped my legs around, you know, it was kind of like a total, like balling myself up or the tension, you know, in my body. So I was frustrated, irritated, like just irritated by the thought, you know, just like, oh, I don't want to be in this space. So it was like that, because I've had people close to me in my marriage, my best friend at one time, some church relationships that I was in, they all kind of were very, I felt very betrayed in certain aspects. So it was, yeah, kind of like I felt like I had dealt with it. So it was almost like, I don't want to go back there. Like, I'm done with that. So let it stay there, you know? So it felt like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your body language kind of reflected that, crossing your arms. Different
yes.
things. I noticed my legs were crossed as I was trying to relax and I couldn't get comfortable for.
Yeah. As well. Totally different from the other one. And I could feel like my breath was more shallow, like there was no deep breathing or relaxing. It was all just kind of like tense.
Okay. I think you kind of explained then how that exercise was for you. Any other observations that you made about it?
No, but I guess I do have a question.
Yeah.
You know, when you feel like, and I heard Jasmine say that too, is that if you think you're over it because you have dealt with it, you have talked about it, the fact that when you go back to it and you have all those emotions and feelings and sensations, does it mean you're not over it? Or, you know, does it mean that it's just a, it, may just always remain a touchy space for you?
Yeah, right. Great question. This could be a whole call in and of itself. So I will certainly consider that. I mean, it's a really great question. And there's a lot to discerning that. So I want to be very careful about how I answer this question in a short amount of time right now. If we find ourselves, so again, so I want to make a clarification point here. This is something that is more therapy oriented. And so I'm not a therapist, but I do have a lot of experience in a lot of things therapy. So kind of like when we fall down or we get into like a physical accident, like we cut ourselves or we like, you know, maim ourselves in some way. If we keep going back and it feels like it's not healed yet, then it's probably not healed yet. We probably need to give it more time or ointment or processing or the whatever the remedy is for it. I'm using a metaphor, but obviously. But if we look at it and there's a scar there and it doesn't hurt anymore, but there is a scar, then that's the wound is still kind of there in our memory, but it's not like it's not gaping open, right? So there's this, if we find ourselves ruminating and if it still feels like really intense, like to the degree, and if it seems to be frequent, if it seems to be triggered pretty often, like this happens a lot with trauma, and like things that are related or unrelated to the trauma stimulus can trigger trauma. So I would say like frequency, depth, triggers, intensity would maybe indicate that it would be really helpful to have some support around it, some therapy or some professional support in getting through that. But if it's a memory that still hurts, but it's not something that is interrupting our lives or something that seems to be like affecting us, you know, constantly or consistently, I think that would be it's a painful memory, right? And there's a lot of different approaches and opinions on this. So again, I want to be really, really careful, but I think that would be the fact that, as I was saying earlier, right, we watch a movie and we're like, we get sucked in. We're like, when the superhero is like saving the day, we're like, yes. But when like the little kittens in the alley are going to get taken by the animal patrol, we're like, no, we're like stressing out, right? So our minds create the thing, and it feels very real. Like it's hard to tell what's real and what's not. And then the movie ends and we're like, oh my God, I just feel like I ran a marathon. So when we remember, when we tap into these no keys or these hell no's, and these feelings come up, it's a remembering, because our pattern is going back into it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it hasn't been like processed or healed yet, from my perspective right now, generally speaking. Some would say there's an approach to this that is kind of based in like repeated exposure and going back in until you, like, safely, like guided with a professional, until you don't feel anything around it anymore. You don't feel the like stimulus anymore. So there's, you know, a variety of different professional approaches to this. But intuitively, our intuition is really powerful. So if there's a pain there that feels unresolved, like resentment or anger, or that would indicate maybe that we get to take a look at that and get some support and process through that, because it's still alive, right? The hot coal is like, even though it might be like way down in the catacombs, it's still there if we like look, right? So there's so much I could say about that, but is that helpful? I mean, I know I'm being kind of general, but yeah, okay.
No, that was helpful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, you were talking about somebody lying to you. One of my no keys is people lying to me or like stealing, just like stealing in general is so stupid. I had a really, really good friend like steal from me and lie to me several years ago. And it took me until last year to let go of the hot coal. Like it was hot for so long, but it got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And I would like think about it and I would feel less tagged by it. But I was like, I'm never going to stop being pissed at him. Like that was so stupid. But then one day I realized that the hot coal was gone and I like was able to forgive, and it was this huge breakthrough. So it takes time. It definitely takes time. Okay, let's do a wrap out here. Are you ladies able to stay for another 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes? Because there's a lot more we could do here. Raise your hand if you can do 15, if we needed it. 10? 10. Okay, we can do 10. Okay, cool. That helps me know where we're headed. Okay, so congratulations. Woo! As weird as that sounds. Congratulations. You just unlocked your inner truth and authentic self. So now you have a yes key and a no key. And you can do this exercise with different examples, right? And which is really helpful for getting to know what the experience is like around things that you already know are a yes for you and a no for you, right? So then we're going to start noticing, okay, every time I think about a different yes key, I feel this way almost every time, and I feel at ease and I feel expansive. Like some of you mentioned, like feeling like this or something like this with the first exercise and then feeling like this with the second exercise, right? Like vulnerable, protective. So that's a really good indicator. So what to do with this is you get to tune into this when you are not sure, like, you know, who am I? Is this authentically me? Or should I, you know, what should I say here? Or what decision should I make here? Or, you know, et cetera, like dropping into like, how am I feeling? How am I feeling? Is this similar to a yes key or a no key? And it's amazing to build this vocabulary around our physiological experiences, because then we start to have a rep. Oh, I just got the chat. Okay. Looks like Raven might be back. Okay. So this is your action item is to, and you can just do yes key for a while, like, cause no key is super intense, but I do invite you to, you can start on a, like on a less intense no key level as well. Like I don't like sauerkraut. I think it's really gross. So that is something we can use, right? Like I look at sauerkraut and I'm like, nope. Not going to put you in my mouth. I don't like you, you know, and just paying attention to how that no feels for me, right? Like, okay, that's what a no feels like. And then we can start to like learn more about what a no feels like and how easily accessible it is to us when we're like, it's like just knee jerk no. And this will really help in those situations where we're like, you know, am I being my authentic self? Is this my truth? Right. So to add to that, sometimes we feel something similar to a no key due to fear. And so we get to like parse that apart, like kind of tease that apart, where we might have a similar experience to something that we're afraid of, like, but that's something that's not harmful to us directly though. So like public speaking or skydiving or having difficult conversations. So we can have the same physiological response because our subconscious doesn't know the difference between like it's actually threatening and we're perceiving it as threatening. So in those kinds of situations, that's when we get to use our core values and our core truths, but our core values to ask ourselves, is this aligned with my core values or not? And so if one of my core values is impact, influence, and expansive growth, and I'm thinking, should I start public speaking? And I'm feeling fear. And so I'm like, no, I shouldn't do that. No, I don't need to do that. I get to check myself and ask myself like, ooh, is that no an authentic no? Or is it a fear no? And what's aligned with my core values? And that is, core values are always a great way to check in with like, am I being true and authentic to myself? So Jasmine mentioned that at the beginning of the call, like, you know, is it, how do I know? And so yes, those are very, very helpful. And so the next step here is to do memorizations around or visualizations around yes key, no key, you know, like no, and just notice yourself in the real world. Like, you know, somebody slams the door in the next room, no key probably, right? Just like noticing, ooh, that was a no, that was a yes. That was a no, that was a yes. One of my favorite assignments to give my clients and to do myself is to have them go to the grocery store and to find one item that, you know, isn't expensive, like $5 or less. One item that they're an authentic yes to, right? And just kind of go in there without a plan, just like something that you haven't had before that, or you have, that is a yes for you. And that's a good one too, because we get to like kind of look at each thing and be like, do I want an apple or do I want grapes? So that's a fun one too. But so making our core values as strong as our yes key. So you will find so much more courage to do the thing, right? So let's say we're in a situation where the yes key is scary, like it's triggering our fear. Having difficult conversations is a really good example. Like disappointing others or saying no or not people pleasing is a huge trigger for people. Where it's like, fear, fear, fear. Like, I know my authentic self would have the conversation, but like, this is intense. So when we're focused on our core values and we commit to living by our core values as best we can, this takes practice, guys. This takes a long time, but living by our core values and saying, you know what? I am scared shitless right now, but I will not be in alignment with myself or true to myself if I don't do this thing. Right? If I don't have that conversation or if I don't go step on stage and like have impact in the way that I am able to and gifted to. So it's all connected. And another way to reverse engineer this, and then we'll do takeaways. Another way to reverse engineer this is to kind of reflect on the exercises we just did, like the yes key. And which core values were alive in your yes key? And you'll notice that like, oh my gosh, like all these core values were alive in my yes key. Oh, okay. And then like think about your no key and think about your core values and which core values were not alive or actually being like violated or opposed. And you'll notice that like that's happening there. So you won't find that your core values are happening in your no key, usually. All right. Lots of information. This is like a really, lots going on tonight. Thank you all so much for being willing to do these exercises and go so deep. Would you be willing to do, are you able to do a takeaway round, ladies? Does anyone have to hop off like in the next 3 minutes? Because I'll prioritize you. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for hanging. I swear, I just need to make these calls 2 hours. Like, why don't I just do that? I think I'm afraid that nobody would show up. They're like, oh God. So I trick you every time. Just kidding. That's not my intention. Okay. Let's start with Jasmine. Takeaway. So anything that stood out or resonated or yeah.
I think I actually, hold on, let me see real quick because I took some notes. Oh, I realized that one, I need to finish my, I don't want to say stupid welcome packet, but I need to finish it because I'm like, there's just so many things. And every time I talk to someone or hear someone speak, I'm just like hungry about learning everything about them. So I don't know if that's a core value. I don't think that's core value, but it's something about me that is very true. Mm. So I don't know what you call that, but that was a thought I had. Like the different ways we express ourselves and live by our core truths and selves. Like I said, like differentiating. Am I feeling like I'm not living that way or that I'm just a different persona in a different environment? I think it's something for me to be mindful of. And then I like what you just said, because when you're like, oh, your core values, I'm like, well, I don't know what my core values are. So there's like, we got to start there. But I like the idea of thinking about why were my yeses my yeses and why are my no's. And maybe that can give me like a launching point. Because when you said that, I thought about, I probably have no's and yeses all day long that are so vibrant. Mm. And a kid walks into my room and I'm like, I hate that about you. Or like, you know, like I have an interaction and I'm like, yes, please, more of that. Like I probably could make a list if I carried around a notebook. I could probably do one day and have a list of core values. So I think I'm going to try that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing those. Yeah.
I hope I have like a 50-50 balance and I'm not just like a total cynical hater on everything. Because that's a fear I have right now that I'm thinking of like a lot of no's from today. And I don't know.
I'm excited for you to start exploring this and like reverse engineering it. And
it's probably going to be the reason why I quit my job in 6 months, because it's like, well, Fawn, you told me to do this fucking exercise and every day's a no, which means I'm not doing the right things. So like my whole life is upside down. I can see it.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. And
I'll blame it on my supervisor for giving me eighth graders, because if I was seniors, it'd be different.
Oh, this is too good.
That's where I'm at 10:26.
Love it. Love it. I mean, yeah. And like, check in if you do find yourself feeling these like no's and like all day, check in with those core values. Like, identify your core values by checking in with experiences you've had in the past, where you and at present, where you feel like you're thriving, like you're in flow, like you're, you know, feeling great, all the great things, winning a soccer game or maybe losing a soccer game, but you kicked ass anyway, you know, like tune into those experiences. In the core values workbook, there's sections for reflect on something where you felt like you were living in your hell yes or thriving. I can't remember how I word it, and like what core values were alive, and like go through and just like ding, 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 and like start to, you know, hone in on stuff. It's a really great way to do it. And there's a possibility that in 6 months you'll be where you're at, or you might not. This tribe has been known to have some people quit their corporate jobs. So thank you. Kim, takeaway.
All of Jasmine's thing was a takeaway, because I'm thinking when I'm in my class, I'm like, I don't argue with kids. I don't like disrespectful kids. Like I'm thinking all day, no, 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 yes, yes. But my takeaways were that activity of just you know, really being in tune with what your yeses and nos are throughout the day. Also, us sitting with Raven when she was speaking. Just being there and not really saying anything, just showing up and being there and not trying to fix it, really resonated with me. To remind me that our presence is the best thing for people and not necessarily words. And also something I realized that I did when we were coming out of that last one, I did like that anchoring thing that you showed me. Mm-hmm. And it helped me to get rid of some of that. And also the imagining it as a balloon helped to mentally, but the grounding helped me physically to become more less tense. And I almost did it without even thinking about it. And so I just wanted to bring it.
Good for you.
That's it.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Kim. Much appreciated. And Raven, this is your first call. Are you like, what the hell is this place? It's okay if you are, but take away reflection.
No, Jasmine, you're fucking hilarious. And I don't know if it's because I came into the call and you were screaming the word fuck or what it was, but I feel like I really resonated with you.
Oh, that's great.
Kim, you're super sweet. You just didn't use the F word at all. I really connect with the F word. So I really loved that. So Jasmine herself has been quite the takeaway for me. And the fact that she has not finished her welcoming work or welcome packet or whichever, she just really is making me feel better about who I am. Because that was a tough one for me to get through. This is really kind of random and kind of silly, but something that I thought about during those exercises was when you say, come back to your mind's eye, mm-hmm. I kept going cross-eyed, like in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like it's right here.
It's like, yeah. It's like, but I can't because it's behind my eyeballs.
Oh, I know. It sounds really like immature and stupid, but I just kept like feeling I was going cross-eyed. But a serious takeaway from this whole thing is I'm one that I actually do feel like I'm pretty grounded on what my core values are. And something that is a hell no for me that kept like coming up through this whole thing is just when those are questioned. Like if somebody questions my, like I'm a very genuine person. I'm very loyal. I'm very honest. Like I do my best to never like deceive anyone or just do anything. Pretty much I kind of try to live by do unto others as you would have done unto you. Like, and so when somebody questions that part about me, like that's questioning who I am, and that like it really, really, really fucking gets to me. Like there's no better way to get to me than to question my values, like my core values. Like it really fucking pisses me off. Like it makes me want to cry and scream and everything all at the same time. And it's so the takeaway, I guess, in all of that is that I do have a pretty solid set of core values that I do feel like I exercise and stay true to quite a bit. Like, yeah, that's it. That's all.
Thanks for sharing. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm so grateful to hear that too, like that you're clear about those core values. And you just mentioned something that, you know, we could do a call on this as well, around like what to do when people challenge our truth, right? So once we know what our truth is, what do we do when someone's accusing us of being some like different or like, you know, projecting onto us? I mean, this is a like mind fuckery, right? What do we do? Mm-hmm. It is infuriating. Lord knows. And there's a way to navigate that. So maybe I'll do that in a group call sometime, like get y'all real pissed off and then bring you back down. Just kidding. No, thank you.
Like I might not know what my why is, but I know what my core values are for sure.
I know what my hell no is. Yeah. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing again, Raven, like thank you for your vulnerability tonight, being here, showing up and sharing the way that you have. And it's so appreciated and so held. Thank you. And thank all of you for doing these exercises. And I know this isn't necessarily something you do all the time or ever, and it's intense and it's like, yeah, it's a lot. So thank you all so much. And if you have any questions or if you'd like support in doing this more or like how to do it or need some facilitation, let me know. And yeah, my takeaway is how grateful I am that the electricity came back on and how grateful I am for all of you in learning these things and being vulnerable with me and with each other. And like this, gosh, the sisterhood is just the shit. So thank you all. Awesome. All right. Thanks for hanging over with me as well, ladies. Everybody have a good night. Do something positive to shake any funk that might be lingering. Go back into your yes key.
Great, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Lots of love.